Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by Beauty Addicts for Beauty Addicts. We are your hosts, professional makeup artist Harriet Hadfield.
Hello.
And unprofessional beauty junkie Lindsay Kelk. That's me.
That's you.
That is
in
me.
The house.
In the house. Super unprofessional at the moment, actually. Behind on all deadlines and
I'm
projects.
Actually giddy.
You should be.
Because we just brought our body weight and makeup palettes.
Life is glorious.
Empty ones.
Yeah.
For decanting, Lindsay.
This is the difference between a beauty fan and a beauty junkie.
Addict, yeah.
An addict, yeah. Because a beauty fan goes out and buys a new palette and is like, yeah. Oh my God, which I do.
Yeah.
And I get very excited. If you've got a problem in the style yes. of us, it's when you're going out and buying empty palettes to fill up from your own stash.
And it's when the woman at the checkout is saying, are you sure you want 16? Are you 100% sure you do know you've got 16?
Well,
and then I say, oh, maybe we should get 10. And then Lindsay goes, oh, maybe we'll do 12. And then we look at each other and we go, no, we'll take all of them.
16. The problem is if we didn't just get those either. We
no.
got
oh,
16
no.
of these
oh, no.
little tiny pocket-sized £5 palettes, which we're going to fill with our own stuff and make our own makeup collections.
Oh,
which
the
is
joy.
Very exciting.
The joy.
From our own collection. And then not literally our own full coverage collection. It's not an announcement. It's just out of all of our shit. But then I also bought, and you also bought more of other kinds of palettes.
Empty palettes are the gateway drug to
it's so exciting.
A whole lot of fun. And you add a glass of red wine in and you're living your best life.
Oh, Jesus.
You're living your best life.
But this is it. I mean, I think it's very good and it's inspirational of us from it's very shop your stash.
Yeah.
It's very good
it's
for our no-buy, low-buy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's loving what you've already got, but making it more in your forefront so you actually, A, use it more often, mix and match, and you remember what you've got and put it into something that makes you use it.
I'm so excited.
We say giddy, and there's no other word than giddy.
It's going to be a giddy episode. I can feel it. So we've got new news, obviously. We've got highlights of the week, obviously. And our main feature this week, we should say, was inspired by someone in the Facebook group.
And Instagram.
And the internet in general. Yep. One of our lovely Facebook group friends suggested that we talk about the 10-year challenge that's been happening all over Instagram, but with regards to our makeup and what makeup we wore 10 years ago versus what we wear now,
yeah.
Which we thought was awesome. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get into new news first because there's bloody loads of it.
Oh, there's a lot.
Also got a table covered in makeup.
We do have a table covered in makeup. And I feel like we've got something from like every price range, which is
yeah,
nice.
We've
got a bit of everything for you. So don't fear. If you're on No Buy January, well, probably February by the time.
Yeah. If you're on Low Buy January or if yeah. you're in I need a payday treat that's not going to break the bank, we've definitely got options for
yeah.
you. If you're on I need a payday treat that is going to break the bank, I've got options for that and all.
Yeah, we've got so you. We've got every angle covered.
We got you, boo. So start with new news. And this is something that a lot of people asked us about as well. So it is actual news. It's actual news from the news. It is business news. One of our favourite brands, Elemis. Everyone knows we're big Elemis fans. We've had Noella Gabriel, the founder, on the pod. We had a lovely interview with Noella. We talk about their new products all the time. We actually got more products to talk about as well after we talked about this. But as some of you will have seen, Elemis has been sold. The company itself has been sold to L'Occitane.
Interesting.
For $900 million.
Not $1 million.
No. Nearly a billion.
Oof.
$900 million.
It's big business.
It's big old business to L'Occitane, which I think surprised a lot of people. Surprised
yeah,
me.
I'm kind of surprised.
I didn't
yeah.
know they were buying. Mm. I didn't know they owned anything other than themselves.
No.
But it turns out they do, so that's exciting. Mm. People have asked us, I had a couple of people message us on the Facebook group and on our Instagram what this would mean for Elemis and for them as a consumer. Short story is it won't mean anything.
Yeah.
Especially right away, because you probably don't even know Elemis has been bought and sold a couple of times over in the last few years.
Yeah.
So it was sold to, I'm trying to find all my stats, but it was sold to Steiner Leisure, who owned Bliss.
Yeah.
And then that Steiner was sold to L'Occitane, You know, it's like it's all been moved around a lot. This happens, I think, a lot more than people realize, that brands get bought and sold and packaged and moved around. It's big news because Elemis was sold just a couple of years ago as a bundle of brands, and that sale was something like $925 million, I think. Yeah. So then to have been pulled out on its own and sold again for $900 million, it means there's a huge show of faith in the brand. It means the brand is growing hugely, and it means they see even more to come. Yeah. So ultimately, it means good things. I don't think there will be any change in the formulas, which one person messaged, I'm really worried about the formulas because look what happened to Liz Earle.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, because I mean, we know Noella.
Yeah.
Who is still the founder and still very much involved with the company.
Yeah, incredibly involved.
She cares way too much about what she's doing and her products to be changing stuff.
And she knows her stuff. Like when we met her, like she knows every ingredient. She knows the, every way the product's made.
She's so passionate about what she's doing and what she wants to do. What it's basically going to mean is more investment, new products, and they're working on opening up their distribution. So, you know, they've been breaking into the States over the last few years. That's going great now. Yeah. They're in Ulta now, which is huge. I think now they're going to be going after the Asia market.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting to see where they go. So that's their news, business news. They also have a bunch of new products coming out. First thing to note, which is really good news for anyone who tried this as a limited edition, the Pro Collagen Rose Cleansing Balm is going permanent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was a limited edition for, I think it was Breast Cancer Awareness originally, because it was all pink and lovely. But that's going full time. That's in the permanent range now. So that's great. If you love Rose and if you like the cleansing balm, that is a dream come true. And then there are new extensions to the Superfood line. So the Superfood line is their...
It's like a diffusion line.
Yeah,
almost,
so like millennial targeted skincare. Yes. Which,
and it's a little bit more affordable than, so, you know, if you're looking to get involved to try Elemis out, but perhaps this is more at your price range, there's something for everyone.
So they've added to this line, there's two new masks, a mist and an exfoliator. The mist I actually love. I tried it and I'm losing my piece of paper. It's a kefir tea mist. Everything. So basically, this kefir, is all, there's a lot of probiotics,
trendy,
prebiotics. Prebiotics, no pee involved in this. Yeah, it's very like kombucha-y.
Yeah.
That's the vibe here.
Yes.
It's superfoods, things that go for your skin. It's lovely. It's a really it's very LA, fine Lindsay. Mist. It is very LA.
Yeah,
it's got
nice.
Coconut water in it. It's got kefir ferment in it. Got prebiotics. I mean, I think we're going to hear so much about prebiotics in skincare this year. Then there's the Superfood Blackcurrant Jelly Exfoliator, which is a scrub, which obviously I'm not usually a scrub person, but it's so fine and gentle. And I actually love the Elemis Papaya Enzyme Peel for my exfoliation, because I like a chemical over a physical. But
I did
like
both, Lindsay, a bit both.
This has got glycerin in it and tea, so it's hydrating at the same time.
Got slip as well, yeah.
So recommend that. That's really nice. It's $30 in the States for a 50ml tube.
Nice.
Really reasonable.
That's really good. Yeah.
And then there's the two masks, because everyone loves a mask these days.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a mask. They're in tubes. First
that's
thing I love.
Great for traveling. Yeah.
Bloody
godsend.
Hate masks in tubs because they dry out or they go manky or you've got to put your paws in.
Yeah. Or a glass jar, you know, you're then going to have to carry it around with you and travel with it.
Hates it. These are in tubes.
Loves this.
They're amazing. Loves it. There's the Superfood Berry Boost, which is a purifying mask with purple clay, but it doesn't dry out like a lot of clay masks do. So I appreciate that. It does absorb oil, but it's also very balancing because, again, it's got the black tea in it. It's got bilberry in it. And blackcurrant. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of want to eat it, but I won't. But yes, naturally purple Brazilian clay.
That Brazilian clay.
It's got that fancy Brazilian clay in
fancy.
It.
Fancy.
Nice. And then if you're not looking for an oil clay mask, there is the Superfood Vital Veggie Mask, which is a green juice for the skin.
It quite literally is a green juice for the skin.
Yeah. And it's got avocado in it. It's got chia seed oil in it, passion fruit, acid, vitamin C, brightening, hydrating.
Do we think that counts as my 5 a day, Lindsay, when I had pizza last night? And cool.
So get the clay on.
Happy
get your Brazilian
days.
Clay on first.
And you're all good.
And then get your superfood veggie on.
Wonderful.
And you're golden. So lots of exciting news coming from Elemis. Good times, good times. What else have we got today?
So for those of you who were absolutely in love with the Charlotte Tilbury limited edition Pillow Talk collection, namely it was an eyeshadow palette that was launched alongside their famous lipstick and lip liner, as well as a blush within the same kind of colour family, those are being made permanent. So don't fear if you love that and you started buying your crazy amounts of backups. You're okay. You're okay.
Walk away from
Walk
the counter.
Away from Walk the away multi-buy. From the counter.
It's not necessary.
It's all good. They are going permanent, which isn't surprising. We've said before, you know, when they brought out the Pillow Talk lipstick, I think that started as limited edition.
It did, yeah.
Soon became permanent collection. I think, you know, when people love something and the brands listen, everyone wins.
Yeah. So. I'm just still so sad it pulled so brown on me. And I know the lipstick does, so it shouldn't be shocked. But the pencil is still my perfect pencil. My perfect pencil Pillow Talk. but the palette and the blusher just pulled so...
Yeah.
The blush in particular just pulled really, really brown. The palette I thought was nice, it just wasn't that special for me. But
I've heard mixed things. I feel like I haven't tried that one actually, but I feel like I've got friends who love it, and then some like yourself who were like, it's good, but there's things that work for me better.
But I know there are a lot of people who are very excited, so I'm excited for those people.
Yes.
Also new, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, we said it was coming, and now I've tried some of it, and now we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to try and keep my positive pants on. New launches from Fenty Beauty.
Yes.
So we've got the Fenty Beauty concealer and we've got the setting powders. I didn't get the brushes and the sponges. I've looked at them, I've played with them, I've talked to people about them. They're fine. There's nothing bad about them. I just don't think they're necessary. I think there are better brushes available for the money. That's really where I stand on it. So the Fenty, I actually am wearing a full face of Fenty.
You are?
I've gone from a palette of pinks and Pillow Talks to a full face of Fenty. And I have been waiting forever to get the foundation because my shade, which was 120, is never in stock in Sephora anywhere whenever I go. And I just didn't order it online. I don't know why, it should have been a sign. Because I've been using the primer, the face primer, primer forever. And I do like the face primer. So I got the foundation and I got the concealer and I got the powder in lavender, which is the lighter brightening shade. There's a banana shade as well for brightening for darker skins, and the butter, which is the lightest of the colored powders. None of them, worth noting, there's not like a translucent option.
Yeah.
And there are different shades, which is great because that's what she does. So we'll start with what's good. I think the packaging on the powders is gorgeous.
Stunning packaging.
Looks really fancy. Yeah. You want it on your
quite a little
dresser.
Old vintage feel, which is nice.
But with that sort
like
of
a modern
diamond,
edge. Yeah.
Still got that diamond edge. It does pick up fingerprints, she says, immediately putting fingerprints all over
it. But worth it. It looks so pretty.
Totally worth it. But they're not too heavy, so you could still travel with it. Still definitely portable. And it does come, once you take the lid off, and there is the little sticker inside covering up the holes where the powder comes out, there is inside the box, there's actually a cap that you can slip in for when you travel so that it doesn't spill everywhere, which I think is genius. So I appreciate that, Rihanna. The powder I think is lovely. It's got really lovely slip to it. The brightening shade is brightening. The butter shade is light enough for me, which I thought was very exciting because I wasn't sure. That said, first ingredient is still talc. Second ingredient, silica. So it's still got some shine in there. Then third ingredient is dimethicone, which is a silicone. And you can absolutely feel that. I'm going to make Harry put her paws in it. How do you feel now you've had your paws in it?
You can feel the silicone in there. There's definitely like a very velvety slip to it, which I think a lot of people will like. Yeah. You know, if you want something that's going to give that kind of silky appearance.
Well, and the fourth ingredient is also squalane.
Yes.
Which is a hydrating oil, which actually I went to a Biosense launch recently and that's their hero ingredient is squalane. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about that as we come up to. It's a big hot thing at the moment. So there is hydrating stuff in it, but obviously you don't know the ingredients concentrations in these things. It's like, yes, it's fourth on the list, so it's pretty high up. But talc number one, silica number two, dimethicone number three, and squalane number four, it's going to feel slippy and it's going to feel pleasant on the skin. Yeah. I don't know what the long-term effect is going to be with it being talc.
Yes.
So obviously you've had to put the silicone and the squalane in to counteract the fact that it's just talc.
Yes.
Because it is. It is. I also, this is the lavender we've got to show you. The brightening is really pretty.
Yeah. I mean, they feel, the texture feels, it feels very finely milled. Yeah. I feel like it's the kind of thing that isn't going to sit in pores, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things, if you're offended by the silicone, yeah, might be an issue for some.
Yeah. So I think I like the powder. I'm probably not blown away by the powder. I still probably prefer the hourglass, but I don't hate it. I've not Harry's now blended it out on my face. I did just dab it on.
I did just tap you. Yeah, I was like, I think you. I did the same as well. We're tapping.
I needed it. Then on to the foundation. So everyone's talked about the foundation endlessly, so I'm sure you don't need to listen to me bang on about that, but I'm going to a little bit because I actually don't get on with the foundation after waiting forever to get it. It's just not for me.
No, I tried it a long time ago when I did. I actually tested it when I did my, I did a video on YouTube testing high-end foundations that were full coverage. And I can't remember what placing came in, but
I think it was either the middle one or
the fourth one.
I remember when you first tried it, you were surprised at how much you liked it. I do remember you saying like, oh, I'm surprised. But I think that was when I first put it on.
Yeah. And I remember I was wearing it the day we did the meetup.
Yes.
The full coverage meetup in London. And I think what I remember was, A, it felt very flat. I kind of lost my dimension a little bit. And I think it's one of those ones that, especially if you have oily skin, I think it must be a really great foundation for oily skin.
Yeah.
If you don't have oily skin, I think you almost need some kind of like lighting primer underneath, something to give a bit more, not texture. I don't want to say that, but I feel like just so it doesn't look flat.
No, it just did nothing for me. And my skin's very combination, but it's very dehydrated combination. And it just, some matte products play into it and it does well. Yeah. My skin does well with it because it deals with the surface oiliness rather than the underlying dehydration. But this just sucked all the life out of my skin. It just did nothing for me. Yeah. I've tried it with fingers. I tried it with a brush. I tried it with a sponge and it was just too much work. Yeah. Where I've got visible pores sort of around my nose, I could see the dots of the foundation in the pore, which is something I don't really ever deal with. So I was surprised about that. So bear in mind, my comments on the concealer are based on that. That's how my skin reacts to the foundation, which is not good. And I did actually have a few people message me because I talked about it on Instagram and they were like, oh my God, I thought I was the only one. I didn't dare say.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because it's so universally loved. And
yeah. And I respect the fact there's a multitude of shades, which is 50 great.
50 shades, that's incredible.
Can't argue with that. But I would love to see her bring out like a dewy formula as well. Hopefully I feel like next. That would be my jam. If she brings out a dewy formula, I'll be all over that.
Yeah. Let's hope that comes also. Because we are greedy now, Rihanna. We want everything.
I want it all. But
you know, that's what she taught me. She taught me I could have everything. Yeah. Thank you for that gift, Rihanna. So onto the concealer. We've also got a bunch of billion shades of the concealer, which is incredible. It's called Pro Filter Instant Retouch Concealer. So I've seen so many reviews of this. I've already been watching. I've watched a bunch of YouTube. I've read a bunch, and they are pretty mixed still. It's good, but basically is what I'm going to say. I've actually been wearing concealer. I'm not a massive concealer wearer, but I've been wearing it more lately because I actually just really loved that Jouer concealer that came out at the end of last year. And I've been wearing that a bunch because I've been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Won't come out of the box. It's stuck. She didn't believe me, but it is stuck. This is when we should be filming it. I'm not going to be. Oh, there it is.
We're out. She's out. Nice packaging.
It's the same as the eye primer, but it's got a white lid instead of the millennial pink lid.
Yeah.
Well, it's just off-white. It says it's sort of medium. It says it's medium coverage. I think it's a solid medium. I got one swipe across my under my eyes and was like, oh, that's a lot.
Oh.
But this is also what it's for.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's not for a natural look.
No.
It just isn't. I did it under my eyes. I did it around my chin and around my nose where I would usually put it. And you've got to blend it. It's not going to blend itself. I will tell you that. But then what is? What amongst us is going to blend
itself? Yeah, this is coverage. This is definitely medium to full. I mean, I think
medium to full. And it's kind of thick.
Yeah, it's quite
not
dense.
It's
got the moisture, but I think it has an emollient to it, but it still is quite dense.
It is still dense. And yeah, like I said, I mean, it's definitely not as heavy as a shape tape.
No.
But it's not a million miles away.
No, that's it. I think reviews I've seen, people are saying that it's not as full coverage as tape, shape tape, and it's more of a medium concealer. I would say you're getting medium to full.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be built. I think for a lot of people, this will be full coverage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some people will try this and be like, whoa.
It's also, again, looking at the ingredients, which, well done, Rihanna, for putting the ingredients on the box. There is the glycerin in it, which is nice. So that's the hydration that you're feeling. But there's also, again, tons of silicones. There's just so many silicones in this, which is the slip.
Yeah.
So that's nice. There's some flower nectar. Okay. I put it on. It blended easier than I thought it would when it first went on, because I was like, oh my god, that's so much coverage, and it was a lot more than I'm used to. But it did blend pretty well. I've had a really puffy under eyes today because I had a reaction to something in the night, and I woke up with a really giant puffy face. So it isn't the ideal day. I am going to give it a second go. I don't think it's creased horribly. I don't think it's gone into the fine lines.
No, it hasn't
horribly,
creased. It's...
Given the state of my bloody face when I put it on, honestly. So, and that's, again, that's probably the silicones that are just helping it sit on top. So it blended nicely, but then it does sit on top. It doesn't sink in. I think it's worth a go if you are a fan of Fenty. I think there are better concealers on the market. I think there are worse concealers on the market.
Yeah.
I think for the number of shade options,
it's going to be a win for a lot of people.
It's going to be a huge win for so many people that don't have other options. And I think the price is pretty good too. It's that sweet spot Fenty price again. Where we've got tissues. I'm just going to tell you guys. There's a box of tissues. I dropped it on the floor. I tried to style it out.
I was like, where is it?
I failed. So that's where we're at.
I was getting you Marcella water ready on a cotton pad, but I was like,
it.
I can't do it quick
it's
enough.
Game over. It's game over. But yeah, I like it, but with provisos. Like I tried it on bare skin first, and that was a huge fail.
Right.
It does not play nicely with bare skin or on my bare skin.
It's too much.
Because I think with the silicones that are in it, and there is still quite a lot of talc in this as well too. But I think it does need to be on top of a foundation.
Yeah.
For it to work. But again, that just, again, it plays into the idea of the Fenty face. Like it is a full face.
It is. Yeah.
So
I like the powders. I think the powders would be something I'd experiment with.
I love the idea of the little travel cover that you pop inside, so
really
that your
cute.
Powder doesn't go everywhere when you travel.
Very clever.
And the lid is pretty big, so you can pour it into the lid, which I appreciate. That was
and
the one thing I didn't
gorgeous.
Like about Hourglass. Yeah, and the packaging is really pretty. It would look great on your vanity. So I mean foundation is a huge no for me, because it just does not work with my skin.
The same with me. I think it's not the foundation that I'm looking for, so it's that thing that I know some people will love it because it's a preference in terms of finish and how the foundation looks. For me, it's just too much foundation and too flat looking because it's so matte.
See, for me it was the settling into the pores for sure, and it just sucked everything out of my skin. But the color match, can't argue with that.
Yeah,
that was pretty exciting.
You'd hope for 50 shades.
You would hope for 50 shades. 50 shades of foundation.
50
That's
shades
my
of foundation.
Next
there you go.
Novel. I would read that. I would 100% read that and get off. I wonder if she thought about that. She probably did. And why is that headline not up anywhere?
I don't know.
Come on, beauty press. Come on. It's handed to you on a plate like that. People asked us, and that's our opinion. I'm definitely going to give it another try with some other foundations and see how it plays with other foundations, because I have heard some reviews of people saying it doesn't sit nicely on top of other foundations.
Interesting.
Which could be the silicones again.
Yeah.
If they start fighting each other.
Yeah.
But again, like I like
Let's
the packaging.
Let's see what people think.
I'm
being
very positive. I'm trying to be positive. I think you need to give it a try. Go if you can get it from Sephora or get it from somewhere, you can return it if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine anyone having that much of a nightmare that they would need to send it back.
No.
So that's
Our thoughts on Fenty.
That's our thoughts on Fenty.
That's it.
Other just a couple of newbies we wanted to let you know about. Becca are coming out with it's out now, it's just come out, the Ultimate Lipstick Love Collection.
Interesting.
Very interesting. It's 30 shades of lipstick.
Because I never really think of Becca when I think of lipsticks.
No, right?
I just think of their skin affecting. Yeah.
So it's 30 shades split into cool, neutral and warm.
Right.
So in theory, you can pick a color of any of this family and it works for you, which is a big thing we're seeing at the moment.
Yep.
And I did actually, I picked up one of the pinky colors. I haven't tested it yet, so I won't talk about it until the next episode.
Yes.
But it was a pinky, a cool nude pink. And yeah. I was like, oh, let's see. I'll be the judge of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried it on and I'm like, oh, it's my lips look better. This is actually
amazing. So you're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So from that first pick, I did think it was really smart.
And what's the finish? Is it kind of like a
satiny?
Oh, okay. It's like a satiny.
Yeah, it's a full lipstick. Yeah. And I think there's a mix of finishes as well.
Okay, nice.
Matte satins. So that's exciting. So excited to see some non-matte lipsticks.
I know.
She says immediately about
it. We've got so many lip things today. I feel like we got a lot.
Exciting. Well, and then again, we've got the ColourPop Blur Luxe lipsticks.
Yes,
they
that's another.
Yep. Now that ColourPop is available everywhere, another new finish in the Luxe line.
Yes.
It's supposed to be a medium coverage blur finish.
Do we think these are going to be similar, rather than it being more like the Generation G glossy, do we think they're going to be more like the Bobbi Brown, the blotted lips?
Potentially, maybe.
I wonder if it's going to be somewhere in between the two.
We're waiting on them.
With a good price tag.
Excellent price tag. Yeah, this is the thing. It's like, the Becca ones were pretty reasonably priced, but these are $7.
Yeah, you and can't
argue.
Every
time I see a lipstick that's $40, and then I think that's, I could get
that's five yeah yeah
five ColourPops and those ColourPop ones, man,
they are good. My
at.
Uno Mass is still to this day one of my favorite lipsticks.
So beautiful.
Yeah, love it.
So beautiful. You asked us a bunch of questions on the Facebook group, so we're going to get onto that in a second about things that are coming out or have come out recently, but just before we do that, there is a Maybelline collaboration that I wanted to talk about, because it's nothing if not new news. Who do you think Maybelline have done their new collaboration with?
Who would you think? Gigi had. Well, they've done Gigi Hadid already. Maybe it's Bella Hadid.
Maybe it's Bella Hadid.
Maybe it's Zendaya.
Or maybe.
Who is it?
It's Puma.
Oh.
It's Puma. As in the trainers.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, but interested.
Puma times Maybelline. It is high performance products designed for the streets with the stamina to survive in the gym. Their words, not mine.
Oh, so is this being targeted as like your...
We're back there again.
We're back in the the gym makeup aisle.
We're back there again. Five new shades of Superstay Matte Ink shades.
Oh, McMandy loved those.
McMandy loves
those.
Oh,
that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
I'll pop that in. Yeah, what did you think about that, McMandy?
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you, McMandy. We appreciate your input.
Many thanks.
There's also one colour gloss and face duo stick. Now, this I'm quite interested in, because it's like a highlighter stick, but it's half of it is a coloured gloss and half of it's a highlight gloss.
Interesting.
So I'm definitely actually very interested in that.
So you can fake that you've actually run for like half an hour on the treadmill by looking sweaty chic.
Yes.
Sweaty, sexy, sheen.
Yes.
That's exactly
what it is.
That is what it is.
There is a new shade of the Master Chrome Metallic Highlighter, which is amazing. They are fantastic, fantastic highlighters.
Yeah.
I don't really want to highlight to go to the gym myself, but that's just me. A smudge-proof mascara.
That's essential, I would have
thought. I like to go full waterproof because
I was going to say, I feel like, yeah, me too. If I was going to wear makeup at the gym, it would not be smudge-proof. It would be like... ice bucket challenge proof.
And then the one thing that I'm really really excited about, again, don't want these for the gym in the slightest, just for my life and my face, four matte metallic eye duo sticks.
They sound good. Yeah,
I love Maybelline eyeshadow sticks.
Yes,
the 24-hour color tattoo sticks,
that chocolate one is
I
in
still
my
thing.
I decanted it down, Lindsay, into my palette.
Better
so
than
good
the Charlotte Tilbury's. I'm saying it,
and they don't
so
dry
much
out
better than Charlotte Tilbury's. Really into these. Some
ooh,
interesting
these look
colorways.
Gorgeous.
They're really really pretty.
I think they're gonna sell out.
Yes,
I'm gonna
I think
call
they are.
It
there's
they're
four
really nice.
There's one that's sort of a matte taupe with
good
a silvery
colors.
Color then there's sort of golden brown matte with a coppery shimmer, then there's a matte purple with a lavender shimmer, and then a matte black with a red shimmer, and ooh, that's got you all over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love
that's
it
got you all over it.
I want that and the browns
and a brown
and a
brown
got to have a brown
and
well.
I'll have the purple and
cheeky
all
browns.
I'll have the purple and all. I'll have all of it. So yeah, I started off by judging that.
You did.
And look where I've come to at the end.
You want to now, don't you?
So that'll learn me. That will learn me.
Learn your lesson.
Two brands are about to launch in the UK. Well, one's launched already and the other
yes
one's about to launch.
This is what we get to talk about.
Shut
Flower
up,
Beauty.
Yes.
Very excited.
That's where we're
going to
start. Flower Beauty has launched.
Yes.
We mentioned it had launched and everyone asked us, what do you think? And we said, this is all right.
We've had more of a play now,
we've
haven't
had more
we
of a play.
We've got a few
so
pieces
we've got more
here
feedback.
Yes.
Why don't you start us off?
Okay. So, I mean, without going into every single item, we have a mix from base products to lip products to eyes. For me, I'm going to call it that my top pick is the liquid lipstick. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing it right now. This is the shade. It's the Flower Beauty Miracle Matte Lip. And this is in the shade Crimson Touch. Yep. Now, in terms of liquid lipsticks, I feel like you're going to like this if you don't like the normal dryness. I feel like this almost doesn't quite set, which might scare some people. But what I feel you get with this is you get that continuous feeling of moisture, and also it stays looking quite vibrant, so you don't get that, like, you don't get any cracks in the lip or anything like that. So I think a lot of people are going to enjoy that, and it doesn't bleed either, so even though it's got that look of a matte lipstick, it still makes the lips look very plump, which is quite hard to get with a matte lipstick.
I think it behaves like a much more expensive product than it is.
Yes, agreed.
It looks it's gorgeous on you. You're wearing it right now, and I do love it. It's gorgeous. It's a very bright crimson shade. I really, 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 really love it, and I didn't expect to.
Yes.
And I went through a pizza with it on, and it survived.
That's research, that's dedication to the cause.
That's how much I care about this podcast.
Much,
I was like, I will forego my diet and eat an entire pizza.
Good on you.
Felt really good about it, actually. Didn't even feel bad. So then the other bits that we've got that I really like, special mention to the Vinylized Glossy Gel Eyeliner.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
This is really nice. It's a
very
twist up gel pencil.
Chanel.
A little bit similar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shades. I've got the shade, I want to say Galaxy, and I don't know, because it's called Galaxy,
like a slate gray. That's very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Yeah. It's sort of a slate gray with a very blue
pretty
reflect in it, and some very subtle shimmer, kind of very similar to the Marc Jacobs Christmassy,
actually. Yes,
their limited edition on the highliners that had the glitter. I really, really like this. It's so pretty. I can't stop looking at it in the light.
No, it's very really pretty. It's almost got that thing, like it kind of twinkles, and not twinkles, but there's like that sheen to it. That's
and
nice.
It will smudge a little bit, but once it's set, it's pretty set. Yeah. So we like that.
Blush balm I really like. That was another
blush balm I really like.
I love the applicator on this.
Yeah.
It is like a liquid blush that's got a little bit more, I don't want to say the word goo. It's got a slight more thickness to it than like a liquid that's like Perricone MD or something.
Cloud Paints from Glossier.
It feels a little bit thicker though.
It is a little bit thicker. I think the packaging is a lot easier to use.
It's much cleverer packaging.
You're not going to lose the little crappy lips.
Yes, and you can see the exact colour because where the nozzle.
Yep.
The nozzle comes into the lid, which is clear. You can actually see the exact colour is in the tube. And it's very, very pretty. Like, they've got some really nice colours. This one is bubbly, which is a really... I feel like I haven't seen a colour like
this gorgeous
at this price
It's like
point.
A lavender pink. Yeah. And I bought it because I thought it was going to be a petal pink. But it's like a lot bluer.
Yeah.
It's got almost a bluey grey.
It has, which sounds gross, but it really shears down to a really
it's
pretty
gorgeous.
Soft blush.
Especially on very fair skin, it was very, very pretty.
That gets a big thumbs
Definitely
up.
Definitely check that out. I tried a couple of things that were like fine.
Yeah.
There is an eye to eye marker and volumizing mascara. It's a big fat chunky pen eyeliner, which I never normally like. And then a little mascara on the end. The mascara, you're okay. But the eyeliner pen, I surprisingly liked. It was easier to work with than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Reminds me a lot of the MAC Wonder Woman eyeliner pen that they did
interesting.
A few years ago, which was limited edition, which I was surprised at. Not as black as I would like it, but fun.
And very good for
the price point. And then actually the lady in Ulta, I was asking the lady in Ulta, what do you recommend?
Yeah.
And she said her favourite product, and they can't keep them in the shop, was the Warrior Glitter Shadow, which is a liquid, a cream eyeshadow. Kind of reminiscent of the Stila Glitter
and
Glow.
Not quite as glittery, though,
not
are
quite
they?
As glittery.
Not the same.
A little bit patchier in the base.
Yes, I think it's fair to say.
But a lot cheaper.
A lot cheaper, yeah.
And actually, I found this. I did do this, and I put a powder over the top, and I thought that was really pretty. So it makes quite a nice base.
Yes.
And there were lots of different colours, so give those a shot
I think
if that's what you're in the market for.
I think it's fair to say a lot of people are going to ask us about the foundation, aren't
they,
Lindsay? So we do have the Light Illusion Foundation here. This is the Luminous Makeup Nude Skin Feel All Day Wear. Now, while I will say it's dewy, I don't know if I would say nude skin feel.
I would very much fight you on that.
I feel
potentially
like,
to the death.
I think it feels like you can feel the product on your skin. So I do feel, for me, this has got a bit more oomph than I was expecting
to
have.
Yeah, me too.
This is quite full on in the coverage department.
Much closer to a full coverage, much closer to a cream product, almost like the Sukyu foundation. Harry just got Diet Coke up a nose, so that's gone well. But it's in a pump, but it is a heavier cream. It's not light coverage, it's full coverage.
It's full coverage.
It's a heavy coverage. Yeah. It's not unpleasant. I've got the lightest shade and it was not really light enough for me, I would say. And I've got porcelain one. It's just a little bit too warm, a little bit yellowy.
Yeah.
And there just really aren't a lot of colours, which we know in this day and age, it's a difficult one because they're obviously a smaller company.
And they're newer.
And they're newer, but...
It would be good to see more shades in the long run.
It would be great to see more shades, maybe fewer SKUs and more shades of foundation.
Yeah.
I liked it. I just didn't love it. I think there are better
drugstore foundations,
especially now Wet n Wild is available in the UK.
Yes.
If you're in the US, if you're in the UK where you can get Wet n Wild, I think the Photo Focus is...
Fill your boots.
Just a much better option. Yeah. I've seen so many raves about this and...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of love for it.
And I was surprised that the amount of... Once I tried it, I was surprised at how enthusiastic people were.
Yes.
And that's not to say that it's a bad foundation. It's not. I just think there's better for your money.
I think the people who are going to like this are the people with quite dry skin who want quite a bit of coverage and you don't mind, because it's the whole thing of it saying it's a nude feel. I feel like you'd feel it on your skin.
Well, this is
because it's got that creamy texture. It's not even like a runny liquid that blends in.
You've got to, and we've always done this on full coverage, is you've got to judge against their claim.
Yeah.
So it might be something that is fantastic, but if it's not doing what it says it does, you're then misleading people who are spending their hard-earned money. And I don't ever want to mislead people into spending money on something that's not right for them. And even though this isn't a lot of money, if you're buying it because you want a very light, airy feeling foundation, this is not that. Doesn't mean it's bad, just it isn't necessarily what it says it is.
Yes.
So that's where we are. I think there's a lot of
Some really good things in there. I think it's definitely worth checking out. I think for me, the liquid lipsticks, you can't go wrong with. The blush balm, the pencils, they would be my port of call. Yeah. But let us know what you guys think. If you've tried Flower, what was your go-to?
And then the next brand that's dropping in the UK as we speak is Milk. Finally.
I was so convinced, Lindsay, this was already in England.
There have been bits and pieces hovering around the DK Maxx's of this world, I think is the issue. But it's finally with Cult Beauty. It's out.
Exciting.
It's out. And a lot of people asked us what our favourite products were.
Love Milk.
What do you like on Milk?
This is easy. I feel like for me, you cannot go wrong with the lip and cheek sticks. They are so good. And in Sephora, which I know doesn't help because you're in England, they do minis now of all the little sticks.
They've got those at Cult Beauty as well.
Oh, okay, that's amazing.
Have posted those already on the old Facebook group.
Work especially is a beautiful, like that on my lips and cheeks I'm wearing right now. I wear that every day. Well, not right now because I've got my Flower Beauty on, but I'll put it on top. That's what I tend to wear every day, and I wear Lit, the highlighter in the mini. I do quite like their quads as well, the eye quads. I feel they're really, really fun. It's almost like that. The thing with Milk is I feel like they've got two avenues almost. There's the Glossier side of them where it's very no makeup-y makeup, and for me the eye quads that they made that were like the moussey texture fall into that category. But then they also have the newer eyeshadows they made, like the ones that in the squeezy tubes that are really, really full pigment and very much encourage, I would say, play and experimentation with the makeup and are quite creative in their shade choices. So I kind of feel like Milk is a good one because there is a bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, it's a fascinating brand. I mean, I've watched it since it started, and I have to say it's very similar to the Marc Jacobs beauty line to me. When it first came out, I was really disappointed. There wasn't much in it that I thought was very exciting or fun or actually that good. I just felt it felt kind of rushed and a lot of style over substance. What I will say is since then it has evolved into something that I really love to play with. Those cheek sticks, like you say, are bonkers good.
And they're so big
and huge. They're bleeding huge.
You get so much product
that are smaller. I love it. I really love the highlighter sticks. I love the super iridescent glittery ones
Is gorgeous as well
for shins and collarbones and like party time. That's so much fun. Even you can rub it in your hand and put it through your hair. It's really, really pretty. I like their gel eyeliner pencils. A recent discovery
Flex concealer
for me.
As well. Gorgeous. I forgot that came second
Flex
in
concealer.
My tried and tested concealer video.
The Blur foundation I didn't get along with.
Actually,
but it felt kind of like the Flower to me. It was quite a heavy cream foundation. And I thought it was going to be a lot lighter than it was. But I think if you're looking for a full coverage tube, it's in a tube.
The packaging's great.
So give it a look. If you're looking for a more full coverage foundation, I just wasn't. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I don't think there's anything that's out in the current range that I don't like.
No.
I love all the sticks. I like the toner stick. I like the cooling stick. I like the serum
it's
stick.
It's quite innovative technology actually really going on with Milk, which is fun. The Kush mascara, again, I think we're seeing Kush such mascara, an introduction of CBD
so
oil.
So many reviews of that. People
cannabis, brought into products.
There's a lip balm as well and a lip gloss in the Kush line now as well, which are really lovely. I've tried the gloss and it's very nice. I'm trying to think what else. There's the sun oil is really pretty. The skin oil is just so pretty. Yeah. It gives such a beautiful finish on the skin. I'm very excited that it's finally out.
Me too.
Because I think people have been waiting for so
long. Long overdue.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And then, yeah, I mean, we could carry on all day. I feel like there's so many
things that we
could talk about. But we really ought to move on because we've been talking for 18 years already. So I think we're going to talk about a bunch of things in our highlight of the week, because I think our highlight might be some highlights. But I think most importantly to talk about now is our main feature, which would be
the 10-year challenge.
So tell us about this for the people that don't know.
If you're not on Instagram, there has been a hashtag going around, hashtag 10-year challenge, where people have been posting a picture of themselves 10 years ago and then a picture now. And I guess generally having a bit of a lol at perhaps a crazy hairdo or some very stylish outfits.
Nice.
Stylish in inverted commas. But, you know, we've all got to have those days. It's important to do that. Me and Lindsay thought we'd take a trip down memory lane.
A trip it was.
We would have a reminisce. I mean, to clarify, we're trying to work it out earlier. I was like, wait, 10 years back isn't that hard to do. I just need to remember how old I am right now. I literally was like, wait, Lindsay, how old am I? So I would have been 22. So I would have been just finishing. It would have been when I was living in London, and I would have just finished university about a year or two ago. I would finish university and I would have been just starting. I'd been assisting. That was it. I'd have been my assisting days.
Was 28. And not a wee Ben.
That's still wee Ben.
It's not.
Come on now.
You're 22. Shut up. But I was 28. And actually 2009 was a big year for me because that's when I moved to America. So I moved to New York in the July. So it was a big transition phase for me. I was beauty blogging.
Were the OG.
I was the OG. Mac Daddy Mac. I was beauty blogging my blog, beautymecca.blogspot.com. It's still up there. You can still go and see it. I started in 2007, according to the archives I'm looking at right now. And 2009, I was still posting. So I was in the beauty world as a blogger. So I was sort of trialing stuff. But I will say, even though I was a pretty hardcore blogger at the time, posting sort of every day, every other day, I was still... I never wore a ton of makeup. I was still very, very cautious with what I wore. I knew what I liked. I liked what I knew. And I would always go to events and people would be like, oh, it's so funny that you come to all these makeup events and you never wear makeup. And I'm like, oh, I'm wearing so much. But my face just eats makeup. It's just not, I don't translate to wearing a lot of makeup. Yes. And then if I am wearing a lot, I suddenly look like a drag queen.
No, I think you do your makeup beautifully.
I've learned more. But it was really interesting because of Beauty Mecca, I was able to go back and actually look at the products I was writing about.
Yeah.
Because I looked at photos.
It's like a diary. Like,
oh man, I was like, who didn't love a taupe silvery eye back in 2009? Because every photo of Lindsay has a taupey silvery eye. So I was interested to go back and see what actual products I was writing about and using a lot. And it was fun to see because it's up there as a diary, which is great. So nice. I do have actual specific products that I remember.
Wow.
And that I'd forgotten about, which was so exciting. But then there are also things that I'm still using today.
Interesting. So stood the really test of time.
Yes, 10 years. So tell us about what you were up to.
Like I said, I would have been... I finished university. I was living in London. I was assisting... another makeup artist, so I was working with him full-time pretty much. I remember that was in the X Factor days, so I was working on TV shows like X Factor doing the makeup, various different... I think it was very early on in my career getting into the industry. And again, I think at that time, beauty blogging still wasn't a big thing. So it's funny, even looking back, I guess the biggest thing was all my inspirations were coming directly from print magazines. They were, there wasn't that emphasis on the internet. It was the MySpace era, Lindsay. So it really was.
Oh, MySpace.
It was the birth of it all. Yeah. But I feel like, again, back then I didn't have the portfolio I have now. I didn't have the clients I have now. So I wasn't being gifted PR. Everything was being scraped and saved. And, if a friend had something they didn't want anymore, I was like, oh, I'll have that. And, it was sort of experiment, and also to understand products, I was having to go into department stores and play with everything on the back of my hand. So even if I couldn't have it in my kit, I knew how it worked or how it felt to be able to recommend things to people. And I guess a lot of it, when I look back, yeah, probably was mostly girlfriends using things. Yeah. And, you know, it was that more word because blogging and Instagram.
It was right at the beginning.
Yeah, it was really girlfriends or friends saying, oh, you really should try this. Or, you know, when I would work with other makeup artists and seeing their kit and being inspired by what they have.
Yeah.
And funny again, like you said, the makeup thing, even back then, I don't feel like I wore different types of makeup really. I feel like I've always worn a flick. I've always done some kind of flick because that's just what suits my eye shape. In fact, I think I didn't even really do my eyebrows for years.
Wasn't doing my eyebrows. No. I wasn't tweezing. Well, actually, I used to tweeze the living crap out of them for about 2 minutes, but I definitely wasn't doing anything to them pencil wise or anything.
It's
at
so
all.
Funny. I didn't put any pencil in or any color in. I think I just left them as they were. So I remember that's probably quite a big difference. Yeah. That, you know, now I sort of do try and like add a little bit extra.
Yeah.
I think I was, and again, I don't think I wore foundation that much. I mean, even now I don't always wear foundation, but I think as well now I know the foundations I like to go for. Whereas I think back then I was sort of like, I remember I worked for Paul and Joe for a little bit actually while I was doing assisting, like a part-time thing as a freelancer. And they did this amazing primer. I don't even know if they still make it. It was called O2. It was just the shade O2 and it was like a golden tint. Ooh. And I would wear that instead of foundation. Yeah. And it always just gave me a lovely glow that because it was a primer, you could see my skin through it. And I guess that's, you know, for me, my real shocker days were sort of like, you know, the age 13. So I feel like I was quite lucky. Like, there's nothing I look back at and feel like, oh, that was crazy, because I think I was quite minimal. But I also think the interesting thing for me is we're looking at the whole 10-year challenge is like where my kit was perhaps 10 years ago or, you know, and also how my friends were wearing makeup and stuff. Because I think I was actually quite boring with my makeup. I just did a flick or a smoky eye if I went out. You know, it wasn't...
That sounds pretty nice to me.
Yeah, but it wasn't... I think I see these photos of people and I'm like... And the funny thing is, even when this 10-year challenge, I don't think I've got any photos of people 10 years ago.
I unfortunately have.
I don't think I have many. I mean, to be fair, I haven't had a proper look, but, you know, it's sort of... Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah, it was a big year. It was a big old year for Lizzie. I had been bleach blonde forever and ever and ever. And right before I turned 28, so, you know, beginning of end of 2008, so just before this, I decided to go brown.
Amazing.
Because I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go brown now. And it's actually all logged in Beauty Mecca. I'd gone to a My Face event, which was a brand that was in
Boots. Oh, I remember Charlotte Tilbury's
brand. She was the creative consultant on it. And that's what's in the blog, actually, is Charlotte Tilbury telling me to dye my hair brown because I have blue eyes. And she said I had to. And I promptly did. So I dyed my hair brown. So my hair was pretty dark brown. It did look good, in fairness. Yeah. Like, I'll give her a due.
You suit both.
So she was right. I'll give her... It's because there's no colour in my skin. I couldn't have any colour hair because there was no pigment in my skin. So my hair was really dark brown. I had really heavy bangs. It was still pretty short. But then it is really interesting. So I had a list of my top picks of 2009 that was on Beauty Mecca. And number one was Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which is bonkers. I'm still using that now.
It's OG.
Yeah. And I was talking about, like, oh, I've had adult acne and I've been using topical antibiotics, but my skin was really dry and sore. And this was amazing. And I'm like, aww. Stand by that. Agree with that.
Yeah.
Clairol Perfect 10, which is what I used to dye my hair dark brown.
Oh, my goodness.
Brown,
yeah.
Which is like, oh, madam, don't box dye your hair. Unless you do, in which case, go crazy. But it didn't go well for me. I ended up with way too much pigment in the air. It went very, very dark and I had to go and get it all stripped. But that's fine. And then this was a real flashback because I had totally forgotten about this. And now as soon as I read it, I was like, oh my God, I never didn't have this with me. There was a Smashbox lip gloss and I think it still exists. Yep. There was O Glow and O Plump and they were pH shifting. Where do we know? This it turns out I've had like one love for 10 years. Now it's the Dior Color Glow, Dior Lip Glow Color Changing Lip Balm. But it was the Smashbox O Glow and O Plump.
That was the original one.
Yeah, and it was this glossy pink that adjusts to your pH. Yeah. And I loved it. The O Plump was supposed to plump and tingle.
Yeah.
I don't really agree that any of those things ever do that. But I loved it. Then the MAC Hello Kitty range.
I vaguely remember that.
I was obsessed. I've still got two of the blushes. I think it's called Tippy. It's like a blue pink. I stand by it being apart from the Hourglass ambient blush that I use. Yeah. I've had two of. It's the only blusher that I've ever hit pan on.
Yeah,
it's a big deal for Lindsay. Urban Decay 24/7 pencils.
Yep.
When am I not using those now? And the Urban Decay Primer Potion. And they were the makeup things. Yeah. And then there's also even the L'Oreal True Match Foundation Powder Compact that I still love.
I'm trying to think what mascara I couldn't believe
it. I couldn't believe it. How many I'm still using.
I was definitely still using like L'Oreal and Maybelline mascaras predominantly. Yes. I'd say I still love the drugstore.
The Colossal Volume. And
And I think even like 10 years ago, I was still obsessed with dupes. Like that thing of like, oh, no. Yeah. In fact, actually, one product I did wear a lot was NARS Orgasm Blush. I remember that a lot and then buying the sleek one that was rose gold because I was like, this is way cheaper. Also, turns out, a hell of a lot more shimmery. But it's not too far from a dupe. And I was thinking about it, actually, the first flick I had that I used to wear, if it wasn't the Paul and Joe eyeliner, because obviously working for them, I got it free, was actually, and I still use them in my kit now because I love the formula, is the Bobbi Brown Longwear Gel Liner in the pot.
Oh, gosh,
and they did one called Chocolate Shimmer, and that was my first shimmery brown
eyeliner. Oh, I love that.
So good.
I had there on my list as well of things that I was wearing that year, and they had the cream eyeshadows in 2009 as well that were like the longwear gels but they were longwear gel cream eyeshadow. So they were gorgeous. Also, I'm looking at a list of stuff that I was saying that I was taking on holiday with me. I've got the Prescriptives Foundation.
I remember Prescriptives.
Oh my god, I loved it so much. Where you would go to Selfridges and they would make it for your exact skin color. I was devastated when they killed it.
Yes.
I think it's back now, but in a weird
way.
Something
like that recently.
Lancome are doing it right now. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. That's back. Certain stores you can go to Lancome counter and have
and
your
they'll actually shake it up and
exact
mix it for
match
you.
Made
for
you at counter. I loved that. I thought that
that's
was
very
so
cool.
Fantastic. It's such a fun experience too.
I've
got, what else have I got on here? I've got my Touche Éclat. It was all
about
my Touche
Éclat
in 2009.
Oh, and actually, thinking about it, I was also Touche Éclat and what was it? Clinique, what was it called? Airbrush concealer.
Oh,
I loved
nice.
Me some of that. I loved that.
I loved Clinique back then.
Yeah, I did. In fact, Chubby Stick as well. Chubby Stick in hazelnut.
Chubby Stick. Yeah.
See, there is more. Once
and
you start talking about it,
the,
I remember.
I can't remember. I thought, oh, here it is. Yeah. What was it called? The Clinique mascara that you can still get that doesn't. Is it Lash Power?
Lash Power.
Lash Power that
oh,
doesn't.
I love that.
That comes off with hot water.
Yeah.
That's love amazing.
That.
Yes. That so I had good. Here. Which was so amazing. Then the Stila eyeshadows. Stila eyeshadows were like my massive jam.
Yes, I've still got those.
They were my massive jam.
Yeah.
And I had Cloud was like my absolute favorite, which is so bonkers because we were just playing with Cloud in the new cream formula right now. And Cloud, I never didn't have it. And it was a silvery taupey color that I would wear every day in a really sheer. Yeah. And then at night, I would just be like,
that's very chic,
slick
Lindsay.
Tin man eyes.
I love it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But then, and then I've got Primer Potion again and 24/7 pencils in Stash, Rockstar, Oil Slick and Corrupt. And again, I still have all those pencils.
That's, I think, that's nice when you remember the things that you've had, but you still use, or you still have a love affair for now.
I just couldn't believe how many it was. Even like going back looking at this Elemis thing, where I'm like, oh, I've just been using this Elemis Rose Collagen Quartz Mask, which is the mask they just brought back as the Pro Collagen Quartz Mask. It's the same mask rebranded. I'm like, oh my god, when that came out, and I was like, oh, this is so amazing, Harry. I'm like, wait, I've been using this for 10 years.
That's
10
so
years
funny.
Ago. It's so crazy to me how many things there are on this list of stuff. And stuff that I just fiercely loved.
Yeah. Die hard.
And now I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. It's still a lip glaze.
Yes, I remember. Do you remember Ruby and Millie? Much.
Oh, there is actually a lot of Ruby and Millie love
the
on
fire,
this blog.
What was it called? I think it was called Fire, the glazed one that you pushed up in a.
God, it was so
I loved
good.
And Ruby and Millie, I always remember Boots always had like a £5 voucher where you'd buy something and you could use it towards Ruby and Millie. And I always bought, I thought Ruby and Millie brushes were amazing.
Yeah.
That was how I started my kit a lot of the time, getting my £5 voucher when I brought something from Number 7 or Ruby and Millie. And I'd get another £5 voucher and I'd keep getting brushes. But it's so funny as well, actually, because I'm just remembering now, I think I was coming out actually when I was coming out of a phase of wearing quite sort of 50s clothing. Actually, I was going through quite a phase of that.
Nice.
And I used to actually draw a beauty spot on. Aww. Like in a Marilyn place, and I can't remember what I used to do it. I think it was an eyeliner pencil that I would sharpen really, really sharp, and then just twizzle it round. Yeah,
nice.
And it always stayed because I think I was wearing that when I met Dave, because I met Dave I think when I was 22. So yeah, like, where did that go?
Oh man. One of my favourite things about looking at the old blog posts is products that don't exist anymore.
Gemma Kidd.
Gemma Kidd. Oh, love Gemma Kidd.
I've got some Gemma Kidd.
Urban Decay Lip Envy here, which it looked like a nail polish pot.
Hard Candy. Do you remember Hard Candy?
Hard Candy. Now in Walmart here, but completely different.
Yes, very, I very, loved Hard very Candy different. When that was a bit. I still remember as well, back in the day when Boots used to have Makeup Forever before it was like a big, big brand in England. And they had a boutique in South Moulton Street. And when I first wanted to be a makeup artist, that was my favourite thing, was going to London with my mum. And we'd go in the Makeup Forever shop. And I just asked the poor girl behind the counter all these questions about, like, one day when I grow up, I want to be a makeup artist. That Aww. Was like my favourite memory.
I wish we could and go then, and tell her.
I know, I wish we could tell her.
Yeah, like, hello, oh, bless. Lady. Magical things happen.
Yes.
it's just bonkers. I mean, I'm really fascinated to hear what people have in their old memory banks, because we've talked about the nostalgia of makeup so many times. I'm so happy at this weird moment of like finding old blog posts, because it is like a diary
of really
weird
is.
Stuff that I was up to. And my makeup was like so part of it. I remember specifically, like I did a little thing on the blog where I did a different lipstick every day. I had people test lipsticks. It was called The Great Kiss Off.
Oh,
I did it every
you are
February.
Good, aren't
Maybe
you?
We should bring it back.
Oh, we should.
I would send a lipstick to people and they would test it for me, and then I would write it up on the blog, and
so
it was great. But even like I was reading it one, I'm like, oh, I remember that night out. I remember testing that one lipstick that night on that night out. And then I went and found a photo from that night out. And it was so, it's so evocative.
Yeah, so
it
nostalgic.
Reminds me so much of like specific moments. It just makes me very happy. Oh, MAC Dazzleglass. Lindsay,
oh,
2009 Lindsay. Bloody loved a MAC Dazzleglass.
I just loved going into a MAC store, because I think as a budding makeup artist as well, there is something very intoxicating about a MAC store.
Oh, totally.
And also the first time I got my makeup artist discount card, I was like, oh, I'm going to go bananas, 35% off. Oh!
Yeah. Oh, I just remember MAC was so supportive of me when I started out. They really were. So it was always like the most exciting thing. To me, there's a lot of mention of MAC.
Yeah, I think there was. I think that was the thing. Like my kit when I first started, and when I was at London College of Fashion, where I studied makeup, our kit we had was predominantly MAC. That we had as like our starter kit, and again, face and body. You know, seeing all that packaging when we first started. Yeah. I think I was like 20, probably 19. I think it really did like that. There's bits in that kit that did see me through my first few years as a makeup artist.
Yeah,
you know.
No, it's crazy. MAC always gives me the nostalgia. Old Revlon nail polish bottles.
Oh, yeah, they really
get
do.
Very, old nail polish bottles always gives me a kick.
Especially
I mean,
Revlon
if we're
going
to do the 20-year challenge, then I'm going back to the Miss Selfridge nail polishes.
That
the little teeny tiny ones.
I loved Miss Selfridge nail polishes. I think they did the cool. They were so 90s.
Yeah.
Do you remember Groovy Chick?
We've discussed
have
how
we discussed that?
I remember Groovy Chick, because I used to work at Groovy Chick.
What?
And we won't discuss it again.
I just remember the note. I did dress book with Groovy Chick on. I had the notebook. I had
then
the
I would
socks.
Have hated you because they were a terrible company. And they've gone to court to defend that fact. So I will not talk about it.
Don't get in a lawsuit,
no,
Lindsay.
I actually saw someone, I think it's like Primark or something, are doing like retro Groovy Chick socks or something, and I had a full emotional breakdown. So it was
God,
the worst year of my life.
I'd have to buy it just for the nostalgia.
No, you won't. You will not. It was the worst year of my life. I spent every lunchtime in the toilets crying. Like, it was the worst experience of my entire life was working for that company. I don't care. It's the truth.
But look at you now.
But now I can still name the Pantone colours that were required.
There you go.
And it did set me on a path to a much happier life. But yes, we don't talk about Groovy Chick.
Oh, good times.
we do not talk about Groovy Chick. But yeah, I just think I mean, I know there were a lot of people that took issue with the 10-year challenge, and they because I think originally people were posting it as going, look, how hard has aging hit you? And they thought that was very negative, which I can understand that. I didn't see it as a negative. I thought it was just a fun thing to like look back at how things were style-wise. Right, of course you've aged. If you haven't aged, something has gone dead weird. I would hazard guess that I looked better in the photo that I posted now than then.
Well, that's the thing. It's
I
funny,
know my
it?
Lighting and my angles and my makeup much better now.
I think that's the thing. It's like every stage of life has its time.
Exactly. It's like if you don't look better or worse, if you don't look different,
something's weird happening.
On.
Yeah,
something weird is going on.
You might want to get that looked at.
Yeah, you might want to go and see someone.
Benjamin
or maybe
Button,
you're a vampire, or you're Paul Rudd. They're the two options. They are. The
oh
two
my God,
options.
Paul Rudd, you're so
doesn't
right.
Doesn't age.
Doesn't age. He doesn't.
Just gets more and
He's
more beautiful.
Be. Yeah, he does. You're right, actually.
Stunning.
It's true
man.
That.
Stunning man.
True.
But yeah, I thought it was really positive, and I would love to hear from you guys what makeup you used to wear. 10 years ago, what you're still using.
Yeah.
Hopefully not the same physical product because like...
Throw that away.
It's dirty.
You have our permission. Yeah. You can do that.
But that was the thing for me. I expected to find a whole list of things that like I haven't seen or thought about in years, but so much of it is stuff that I've come back to time and time again.
No, you're so right.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Aww. Happy days.
Happy days.
Happy memories.
Happy memories. Aww. When the world's going to shit... Think about what makeup you were wearing 10 years ago.
Or buy a palette and start decanting.
Oh God, I'm so excited.
Everything will be okay then.
I'm so excited about this.
Lindsay even brought two spatulas, people.
I bought two.
We were in the store and I was like, why do you need two spatulas? She's like, what, a small one and a big one.
Yeah, you might need two. Because what if I broke one? I don't know how one would break a metal
They're
spatula.
They're metal, I'd like to point out.
Well, I get very excited.
I'm excited for you. This is going to be a fun evening.
It's going to be a banger.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
1, 2, 3.
Highlight of the week. Or, oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice with McMandy. Oh, Anderson got up to have a little look. He's so
he's
happy.
Back down again though.
Oh, he's smiling. He's
I was telling
so
Lindsay
happy.
Her cat seems huge now. I've got a small dog. I'm like,
he's a tiny
I'm very
dog.
Confused.
They are small cats.
They
compared to large cats.
Yes,
they are small cats. They are like Anderson's only 8 pounds. That's a pretty small to medium sized cat.
Paddington's 7 now. So are you?
Oh, so he's getting
like
there.
He's getting there.
Anderson's got a lot of fluff though. He looks
fluff.
Bigger than he is.
Yeah,
a lot of
that's
fluff.
Right, actually.
He's a lot of fluff, is that silly boy.
Yeah.
He's a silly boy.
He's
a silly boy.
He's a silly good
anyway,
boy.
we've not even had a drink. Highlights of the week. What have you got? What you got?
Okay,
you got?
So mine is a foundation, Lindsay, but it's two foundations, which I might be cheating slightly.
A little bit.
But there's
I've
a reason.
Like 17,
there's
so.
A reason. So it's from Dior. The first foundation is the Dior Forever 24-Hour Wear High Perfection Skin Caring Foundation. Dior, please make sure to name your foundations.
No, more words.
I can't deal with it.
18,000 words in every name.
Comes in 36 shades, so happy about that. This is a more matte foundation. And then the other foundation they've also just brought out is the Dior Forever Skin Glow Foundation. 24-Hour Wear Radiant Perfecting Skin Caring Foundation. This one comes in 31 shades. Not sure why this one has 31
why
shades.
Not?
But the two together... mixed are my new favorite red carpet combination. Now don't hate on me, people. I know not everyone's going to go out and buy two separate different foundations in different formulas.
Not everyone's me,
but there is also, you know, there's the glowy option and there's the more matte option. And what I will say for me, if you are wanting a matte foundation, this new one from Dior is not flat matte. There is dimension to the skin. I feel like it glides over, it doesn't sit in pores.
Ew.
It's very, very beautiful. But the reason I've been loving this red carpet is it's got that long lasting power when you use both together.
Okay.
And even the Skin Glow on its own has lasting power. Okay. They're both very long wear foundations, but I feel like the two together is like my perfect foundation.
Magic happened.
To put on other people anyway. I feel like, especially if you want something that's going to like, you put it on in the morning and it's not there till you take it off.
Yeah.
Or you're going out for an evening and you're going to shake your booty.
Yeah.
And you
when am I not?
When are you not?
When am I not shaking
when you
my
are
going to
get sweaty.
When am I not getting
you
down with the kids?
You want this foundation.
Yeah. And if Rihanna's not going to pull a finger out and give us our dream foundation.
Then we have to go to Dior.
You have to go to Dior and buy two. Come on, Rihanna.
So
feed our,
that is my highlight of the week. And I it's been a long time actually since I found a kit foundation.
Yeah.
that has swayed me. What's the word?
Swayed you.
Swayed me. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm trying to say here. I've been swayed away from my beloved Giorgio Armani Luminous Silk, which I still love, and I love my Charlotte Tilbury. But I don't know. There's just something about the texture in this.
That is exciting.
Photographs beautifully, and I love it.
I just feel like there's a lot of. I mean, we're in foundation time of year. It's spring. There's always new foundation launches. Everyone's got one out at the moment. Laura Mercier's got a new one out. There's a new girl line coming out. There's Dior. There's like everyone's foundationing us to death. So it's exciting to see which ones you like the mostest. So I need to give that one a try, I think, because obviously the Fenty's not for me.
No.
So we'll give that one a shot instead. So my highlight is actually a collection, which is why you were allowed to have two, because mine's a whole collection. I've never been much of a brow girl. As I've said, never really done much with my brows. When I get stressed out, I have a very mild form of OCD. I've talked about this before. I rub my eyebrow out when I get stressed. I rub my eyebrow at the point of the arch and it disappears and it's not attractive. And I've recently started doing it on both eyebrows, which is super fun and didn't see that coming. But they got microblading last year and I thought it was amazing. I loved the way it looked on me and it did fill in my eyebrows for when I felt like just pulling the hair out of my own head. Go and see a professional if you also do the same thing. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not ideal. So that was something that I've become more and more aware of my eyebrows as time has gone on because I miss them. I think as you get older, for sure, your face needs them. And obviously, there's been a big highlight on the brows over the last few years in the world of makeup. Now, to me, brows have always been covered by Benefit and Anastasia.
Yeah,
they're the two brands I think of.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you've got some great Ardell products. We've talked about those. There are more products if you're a professional. And I know most brands have an option. But when I think about eyebrows, I think about Anastasia and I think about Benefit. To me, that's about to change.
Right.
Urban Decay have dropped a whole brow collection. There's four pieces in it.
It's pretty intense.
There's four pieces. There are seven. Oh, God. Numbers, not my friend. Seven shade options.
Yeah.
So there's Universally Flattering. There's a redhead. And then there's soft brown, warm medium brown, warm brown, neutral, and dark brown. So you're pretty much covered wherever you need to be on the spectrum, apart from maybe really, really, really light, because I've got the taupe trap, which is the Universally Flattering lightest option.
Yeah.
And it could be lighter.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're supposed to be defining your eyebrows. I see what they're doing here. Mm-hmm. I have tried everything on the market.
Yeah.
I mostly just use the NYX pencil.
Yep, I like that. I like the one that's not the normal one though. What's it called? Precision.
I like the fat the slanted angled sort of fat.
Yes, I think that's the one I like.
Not
with the
weird, not the micro pencil.
Yes, same here. I think it's the precision brow.
Yes, that's what
the other one is the micro brow, I think.
And I don't usually care for a little skinny pencil like that. That's the one that's a good dupe for Anastasia, but I like the precision. It's a bit easier. It looks very natural when you comb it through.
It's a good dupe for the hourglass one.
There you go. So I've enjoyed that and I haven't been looking to change. I was about to run out of it. So I was in the market for something
perfect
new.
Perfect timing. When it's like they read your mind.
Yeah. So there are four products in the range. There is Brow Endowed, which you can't do anything about the name, friends. It is what it is, which is a brow primer plus color. So it's a double-ended tube. One is a clear primer that sort of adds volume to your brows. And then on the other end, such a fine, tiny spoolie to add colour, and so you've got tainted
emulsion. I think it's even smaller than the Charlotte Tilbury one.
It's
smaller,
tiny,
yeah.
Because it's so thin as well. It's not just short.
Super dinky.
It's super, super, super tiny, so it gets every single hair and volumizes every single hair, which is insane. Then there's also the build option, which is a double down brow. Now, this is a little case. Some of you might remember the old Urban Decay eyebrow case. It had sort of the wax and then a powder in it, and it had the little tweezers and the little brush, and they brought it back for the Gwen Stefani collection,
right?
But then it went away again, and I always used to love that. I used to love that old, but mine had gone a bit manky, so I'm excited to see the new generation of that. This has got a spoolie and a little brush in it, and it's a powder, but it's almost like a putty powder.
It's
a new texture, which is very interesting. I think if you're looking for a very defined, drawn on Instagram brow, if you will, this is going to be a big friend to you, and it's got two shades in each pot,
so you can kind of do the ombre.
Do the ombre. Then there is the brow blade. Now this to me is a remarkable product. It's an ink stain and a waterproof pencil, again,
so
double-ended. they're saying it's like microblade in a pen.
Yes.
And I read that and I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I can't believe how good it is.
It's such a fine nib.
I've had microblading.
Yeah.
And this is the closest I've seen to microblading in a pen. Yeah. And there are a lot of brands out there with eyebrow pens. I can't get over how good it is. Like, I can't. It freaks me out. Like, I had it on earlier today when I met you, and you were like, oh, but your brows look great.
And I was like, yeah, because I've got it on.
Because I've got it on. My microblading I had done at the beginning of April last year, and it has started to now fade. It does last about a year, and it is pretty aggressively fading. I've still got enough of an outline that I can follow it. And I did that with this. Again, I'm using the taupe trap. I would say it's maybe a fraction too warm.
Yeah.
But it's a fraction. Once I've got a full face on,
yeah,
you can't really tell. And then I use the pencil over the top of that if I want to add in any, if there's any sort of major areas of fullness missing, I'll add that. What I will say is that you do need to brush it through with a clean spoolie afterwards.
Yes.
That obviously can't be part of this because it's double-ended, so have a spare spoolie. Yeah. Just brush it through to make it look more natural. But I cannot recommend this enough. I love it so much. And I think you can go as natural or as dramatic as you like because there's the brow, there's the ink stain end and the pencil end. And then to finish off the range, there is a brow finish, which is a waterproof gel. There's a clear one and then there's Midnight Cowboy. It's got a bit of sparkle in it. And I think the clear one is fine. I don't think it's the best one ever in the world on the market, but I think it's fine.
Yeah.
And the sparkly one, who just doesn't like that? That's larks, isn't it? That's larks. But honestly, I was so, so, so shocked to love it so much. I knew it was coming out. I knew it was coming and I just really didn't care. I was like, oh, good, more brows.
Yeah.
But they I do like done a brow pen, though, such Lindsay. A good job. Yeah. I love that brow pen. The brow pen and even the brow endowed, the double-ended, because I do like Gimme Brow. I've never really gotten with Boy Brow from Glossy. Yep. I know a lot of people love that. Yeah. It's never really been enough for me because I need that extra pigment to build where my eyebrows are missing. And I think Gimme Brow gives you slightly more fluffiness. But this, because the brush is so fine, you really are able to build up to something quite dramatic.
Yeah.
I've got very fine and very little eyebrows as it is.
Yeah.
You can build up something pretty bleeding dramatic with that.
You can get oomph.
Yeah, so I think the brow blade and the brow endowed are remarkable products.
Yeah, I love the pen. The pen's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so pleased and I'm so happy. And I love the marketing. I love the photo story that they've done with it. It feels very Urban Decay.
Yes.
And it feels like them going back to doing something very well.
And I think what's nice about the photography within the press piece is that it does feel like there's a brow for everyone within this range.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
Instagram. It's not prescribing one type of brow. It's like if you like an Instagram brow, you can do that too. But there's really a brow for everyone within this range.
And the mix and match thing is nice. They're not going anywhere. Like we're never going to see the back of people doing their brows now.
They're here to stay.
Whether they end up staying fatter or thinner or once the marketing team have realized they can sell you something, they're never going to stop wanting to sell you something. So I'm really excited to see that this is not bandwagon jumping. This is someone's gone back, said, what does this mean for our brand? How do we do it for us?
In our way.
And how do we do it well? It's not a knockoff of what Benefit does. It's not a knockoff of what Anastasia does. It's Urban Decay's brows. Yeah. And I think they've done it so well. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
He loves it.
Loves it, I do.
He loves it.
Loves it, I do. It gets the full
West
Country. Oh, that's nice. What do we think about that, Mandy?
Oh, that's nice.
I'm not going to keep burying that into the ground, but we are going to keep using
it
quite
aggressively. It is fun, though,
isn't it? It's so good. Which brings us to our joint highlight.
Oh, it's a good one, Lindsay.
It's such a good one.
And it's affordable.
It's affordable.
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. So the product that we are both loving and we have both had, there's a photo we can put on the Instagram, actually, of both of us wearing it. So you can see it on someone with a fair complexion lighter hair colour and darker hair colour and a more tan complexion. So this is the NYX Line and Load, which it almost looks like a liquid eyeliner, but it's actually it's kind of like a lip liner and a lipstick in one.
It's a two-in-one lippy. That's what it says. That's what it says on the box.
Super skinny. Feel like you could like pack this into your handbag very discreetly, which is great. And the applicator is like nothing I've ever seen before for lips, Lindsay.
It's a super slim applicator that lines your lips with killer precision and fills them in with creamy matte color. The result Harriet Hadfield. The result, it's a velvety matte pout worth posting about.
It's so, and I think what I love about this is the formula of this, the texture and the finish of the lipstick is very, very high end.
It is. I'm going to go back to talking about this lipstick any second now, but right now I need to let you know my son is cleaning my daughter. That sounds really weird. The cats.
On top, not in any areas that are
the cats
weird.
Are cleaning each other.
There's no
Anderson's
incest.
Anderson's licking her head and it's very cute. Now he's gone back to cleaning himself.
That was really cute.
I thought he was just going to start biting her because that's what he usually does, but he was being dead cute.
That was cute.
Well done. He's fighting for his position back after Paddington overtook last week's episode.
He's like, look at my cuteness.
Look at me. Yeah, it's
really
bonkers
good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
The stain and the finish of it is very much that kind of slight blurred lip edge, I'd say. I mean, it's full pigment still. It's really full pigment. But I think as this fades, it looks very, very beautiful, very high end. I really, really love this. I love the formula of it. It feels very thin.
It's
the
not
formula.
Drying.
It doesn't feel heavy. It's not drying, but it does go down to a full matte finish.
Yep.
And Lindsay's still got it on right now, and it looks gorgeous.
Yeah, it's
absolutely
really
gorgeous. And it's $7.99, Lindsay.
$7.99. We've got the shade Biker Babe, which is the red. There are a bunch of other colours. I will say not as many as I would like. I'd like more.
Yeah, I'm
going
to get more of these, I think. I'm going to get the darker red as well.
Yeah, there's a darker sort of berrier colour. There's a lot of neutrals and browns, which not my jam, but like,
Olive brown.
She loves a brown. there's sort of a fuchsia-y colour, which I think would look heinous on me, but I am very tempted.
Do it.
I'm just so excited about it. I have been going hard on the red lips, as I've mentioned a few times. Between
so
this,
good on you.
Between the Flower Beauty liquid matte, I don't do mattes is becoming a real issue. And also honorable mention to this, is someone asked about this on the Facebook group. Maybelline have brought out this for everyone universally flattering collection, and I picked up the Red For Me, which is their matte red, and it's so pretty. It's so,
so pretty.
Pretty.
I love Maybelline
lipsticks. I don't think it's as long lasting as the NYX or the Flower Beauty, but it's very pretty. It's very affordable.
Love the casing as well.
Really pretty
like matte
casing.
Matte red casing.
Matte red casing with its silver bottom, and then it comes out and the tube is silver.
Very
and
pretty.
And it's just a lovely, legit
neutral
good
all-round red. Yeah.
Really, and you know, it's really easy for marketing speak to say, this suits everyone. Of course it does. Not everything suits everything. Like when I looked at a couple of the nuder shades they've got, I'm like, wouldn't do me any favours, but I appreciate what you've done here, Maybelline. But this red is a solid, good classic red.
Maybe I'll try using that in my capsule makeup challenge that's going to be coming up
Ooh.
soon, because Lindsay's going to be on my YouTube channel soon.
I'm going to be on YouTube.
I've locked her down, people.
Oh my god,
there's a date in the diary.
I'm going to show my friends and family. I'm like, look at me on the internet. It's going to be so exciting. But yeah, I just think there's so many great affordable lipsticks out there right now, which is very exciting when we've all been feeling a bit poor and miserable. It's even grey and rainy in LA.
It's rained, I think, every day for the past 4 days, guys. So even in LA, the sun has gone walkabout.
Yeah,
and
we're having
we need
too.
To brighten things up. And I think a red lip
with
is
a
always a good way to
lippy.
Go.
So I've just been very, very happy with the drugstore, more so than the non-drugstore at the moment, which is very exciting and different. Maybe I've turned a corner. Maybe I've changed.
Who knows?
I haven't. But it was a nice dream. But yeah, I just really love that NYX lipstick. I can't believe how good it is. I really struggle to get a good line with a... Yeah. Like, you mentioned it looked a lot like Fenty Stunner.
Yes, a little bit.
And I love Fenty Stunner, but it is a bleeding nightmare to apply. I find the doe's foot on that so hard
and
to
I
work
think
with.
What
this
you
is
guys will see is when you see the applicator on this, it's going to be confusing at first, but... try lining your lips with it. I think it makes lining your lips really easy because it does give you that blunt, soft edge
super, 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 super easily. It's
and
practically
it's so
a pencil,
good.
But it's
like
not
a rounded
pencil.
It's almost like if the Apple Pencil was lipstick.
It's just so good. It's just so good. But check it out, $7.99, and you
can
usually
wrong.
Get a deal on NYX one way or another. So you can probably get it cheaper than that, or buy 3 for $2, or whatever it needs to be.
There'll be something in there.
It'll be worth it because it's a winner. It's a corker.
That's a corker.
It's a corker. Amazing. I think that wraps it up. Because we've
I
been talking for
it.
Like 18
we've
years.
We've been talking for 18 years. Yeah.
And we've got
the Care Bear
so
onesie.
Much. It is bloody time for the Care Bear onesie. They actually need washing because I've been wearing it quite a lot. but I mean, there's just so much coming up at the minute, which is very exciting. Lots of new launches. Next episode, we've got even more exciting stuff to tell you about. New foundation coming from Hourglass.
Yes.
We're going to have all the details on that on the next episode.
Yes, we will
episode.
Know more about that by
I mean,
the next time we
bunch
see
of
you
new
guys.
Things. And I mean, just everyone's got a lot of exciting things going on. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy and very excited for all things Full Coverage. Thank you to everyone in the Facebook group and everyone that asks us questions. We're going to do an Ask Us Anything episode soon.
Get your questions
in,
guys.
So get your questions in because we love doing those. If you're not a member of the Facebook group,
why not?
Why not? but take this opportunity to go and become a member of the Facebook group. Pop on over to facebook.com/fullcoveragepodcast, the pinned post at the top of that page. Today has just been a test for me. That pinned post at the top of the page will take you through to Full Coverage Beauty Banter. That's where we're all hiding. Nearly 3,000 of us. That's where nearly 3,000 of us are sat talking about beauty. Great time to get in because I know a lot of the girls and boys in the group are planning a meetup in the UK. There's a whole bunch of meetups being planned for the summertime and springtime.
I'm there in February.
Harry's there in February. I might be there in February. I'm definitely there in summer. So let's have that happen.
Let's
make
it happen, guys.
Hangouts is a good time.
I love it.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter.
If you would like
pod.
To see pictures of the cat Sam Paddington or Care Bear onesies.
Hard recommend.
And some makeup sometimes.
There is occasionally
There's sometimes
makeup. But it's often cats, Paddington and Care Bear onesies. and of course, you can always email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. We would love to hear from you.
Bloody love
we
it.
We would love it. And I think that's it. I think that might be it.
I think that's it, Lindsay. We've had a lovely time. Thank you everyone for listening and all your support with the podcast. Go give us a follow, join the Facebook group and tell someone else, tell people about us, help us grow.
Please.
I dare say, we want to be in that iTunes chart thingy.
We do.
Thingy-me, bobber-me.
We want to be able to, more people that listen to us, the more full coverage we can give you.
That is our promise
to
you.
The more meetups, the more merch.
It's not bribery. It's just how it is.
But it's good bribery. It's positive bribery. Share us with your friends and family. Voices upon those who do not care about makeup. That's what this world is for.
It's all good.
People, I feel like, are forever foisting opinions on me that I don't care about. Yeah. So why would you not foist this joy
on
full
them? Circle.
So much joy. Full circle and Full Coverage Podcast.
Oh, dear.
On that note, we're going to go and we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Take care, guys. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.